Dave Moore on Today FM
podcast.
Welcome to the Irish part of your interview. Conas atá to Colleen.
Garb Mahogut. Yeah. Just insane.
We'll leave it there. Yeah. Tom, come off freshen. Listen, congratulations on If. What a movie. This is just so special. I think there's something about the tone of it. I mean, I managed to sit in a dark cinema almost on my own, maybe one other journalist, and I bawled the whole way through this. It's so emotional.
And you're a grown man.
I am a grown man.
Yeah, I mean, John Bowles, I mean, thank you for congratulating me, but it's John's creation. It's a wonderful creation by him. And I think he really has hit the ball out of the ballpark with it. And as you know, the main body of the film is this imaginative section in the middle, of which I have nothing to do with that. I just observe it with as much admiration as you do, and Ball. Yeah.
Maybe true, but there is something then about B, the character that Kayleen plays, coming back to the reality of her grandmother and how that's rooted in generations and roots and familiarity. And it's such an important part that you have in this movie.
Yes, I mean, I think that's what the joy of playing it was. It's not something just around the edges, but that the centrifugal story, as it were, comes back around to the child who is receiving imagination and solace from her grandmother, in turn applies that imagination to the grandmother.
And that,
you know, in a way, she solves the grandmother's life as much as the grandmother is helping to solve hers. And that's beautifully constructed, isn't it? So that you have an unseen event or an imaginative event changing somebody else's life.
Yeah.
Very fulfilling to watch. I think he's constructed it beautifully. And then he's expressed it beautifully. The central section with all those creatures in the IF world is marvellous, marvellous.
It really is. How did your casting in this come about? Is it something that you jumped at straight away? Did you have to take time to read and consider? What was your reaction like?
Well, John came to London and asked Phoebe Waller-Bridge and I to have dinner with him and asked us both to do it. I don't think it was way before a script. And he said, I've written this thing and this is the story. And the story was immediately, you know, you can tell how good a story is. He then asked me, would I look at his film, The Quiet Place? And I would normally be terrified. So I watched it in the daytime. Right. And I thought it was one of the most beautifully constructed stories also. So he has, you know, we'd all be writers if we had this gift of construction. I think his structures are very good. And that's a real gift. You know, he can make the structure and not let it wobble off into banality. It's tense. And this film, in which very little sort of happens in one way, all that happens is a girl comes to stay with her grandmother for 5 days, but look what happens in the 5 days. And all of these, you know, her dad is sick and then gets better. And he balances the underpinning sorrow or potential sorrow of the loss of the mother and the potential loss of the dad as a sort of trampoline, springboard from which the child needs to leap away to protect herself and creates this movie. And the movie, the joy is really maybe about the fact that all of us have this elasticity of imagination and we can save ourselves with imagination, which Irish are good at.
Yes, we are. Long known to be good at that. And let's talk about Kayleen Fleming for a second, because like, I wonder how interesting it is for you to look at someone at the beginning of their career. I had Alicia Weir on the show not that long ago, obviously, she's in this new movie, Abigail. She's obviously been in Matilda. Again, a young actor, but they just seem to have so much talent so soon. Like, it's phenomenal to watch these, I know they're kids, but to watch these actors just do what they're doing and talk about it the way they talk about it.
Well, they're being, aren't they? They have the gift of being. And I think probably acting is the gift of intense being, of being able to be, but intensely. And if they have it, they have it. Of course, they can lose it after adolescence. And if they do, they should also just remember it with a joy and let it go. Not all of them get over that hump of 16, 17, 18 into adulthood. And then they are at the bottom of another ladder, aren't they? Which is the ladder of the young adult actor, who may have been a very happy person who wasn't a child actor who just comes up and begins to emerge. So it's something to do with the psyche, I think, isn't it? Something to do with the psyche.
You know far better than I do, but I understand exactly what you're talking about.
I'm not a psychologist, but it's something to do with where does your imagination sit? I mean, you know, my grandmother used to used to recite The Deserted Village, which is a very boring 19th century poem. You know, some people had imagination drummed into them in the way that killed their imagination. Some people had it provoked. I had Yeats, which was, I found really thrilling when I was an adolescent for no good reason, except I just liked it. And I think we were sort of so proud to have Yeats in our world, weren't we? That we were sort of proud of one of the greatest poets in the world and we were able to speak.
Yes, we were. He was ours.
But I mean, it was way ahead of my abilities. He was way, his experience that he was writing about was much greater than my experience. But that's maybe the point of the imagination, is that you can reach for something way beyond you. But certainly Katie can. Katie's a delightful person to be with. Great fun, very smiley, very assured, and innocent, actually, in the best sense, in a way that I think at 60 she'll be innocent. You know,
right.
With her inexperience.
You've obviously mentioned your Irishness there. And I'm just thinking, when you come back to Ireland, are you here very often, first of all, I suppose?
Very often. I visit my mum all the time, yeah.
Right. And when you do, when you are here, is there something you look forward to? Is it the butter, a proper pint, hanging out with your mammy? What's the thing you think of when the plane is touching down and you're kind of going,
English Market in Cork is one of the best markets in the world for brown bread and, you know, oysters and smoked salmon. It's just fantastic. So I head straight for the English Market.
Wonderful. What a great choice, in fairness. And tell me about this. Aren't you coming back for the Yes Festival in Derry, the all-women Yes Festival?
Actually, I've done my stint for it, which is, we're doing sections of Molly from Ulysses.
Yes.
And Sean Doran, who's, you know, the genius producer that he is, but he's genius partially because he kids you into things. He said, will you do a sentence from Ulysses? And I thought, oh, I'll do a sentence. So the sentence is 25 minutes long, completely without punctuation. But we filmed various bits. Eve Hewison has done a bit. Various people have done sections from that.
Sections
so I think it'll be shown. I don't think I'll be there, but I'll be shown. Yeah.
Well, I can't wait because that does sound absolutely amazing. My wife is very impressed that I'm talking to Carolyn from Killing Eve, but my kids they're never impressed when I'm talking to anyone unless it's literally, you know, Taylor Swift or whoever.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
The fact that that I'm speaking to Petunia Dursley is very exciting. So I just wonder, thinking back over everything you've done in your career, have you a highlight, or is that an unfair question? But is there something that sticks out, or, you know, something you did for a long time, like Harry Potter, or a very short moment in a movie or on a stage? Or
yeah, I mean, I think Hedda Gabler was one of my favourite things, in Electra and Medea. I think those things, and Richard II. I mean, I spent a long time on those projects, you know, often 2 years they would take. But, you know, things like when you say Petunia Dursley, they didn't take so long, except they did over many years. We were there over many years. Is the honour of being part of carrying a story that has had such an effect on people's lives. Yeah. Nobody could have known the beginning of Harry Potter, the effect that our visual encapsulations of those literary characters would have such an effect on people. So it's a great privilege to be part of that team, but it doesn't affect my everyday thought.
Of course not, yeah. I often do that when I talk to maybe the writers of my favorite sitcom, and I go and I use some kind of funny line that I use every day in my whole life, and they look at me and go, I wrote that one time in 1997. I don't remember what you're talking about.
But it's also very, when you mentioned Killing Eve, you know, that it is very interesting when people come up and sort of start laughing at you for something about those characters that I think tickles something in them. It's not that they've seen it. It's that you somehow have evoked that part of their mind in themselves. And I think that's also a great pleasure, that they have discovered, you know, the Carolyn and themselves, or the Aunt Petunia themselves, that, you know, all we're doing as actors is satelliting. We're satellites for certain aspects of human nature. That's all we're doing.
Well, you're doing a wonderful job. And very quickly, the dance scene that you have in this movie is phenomenal.
I'm glad you mentioned it.
Are you a dancer?
But I am now.
So brilliant. You are now. You certainly are.
I was kicked out of dancing because I was too tall when I was younger and I was just not so coordinated. So I was thrilled to go back and rehearse like mad this dance that is in the film.
It is fabulous. Well, look, congratulations on Eve. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Lovely to talk to you.
And I'll chat again soon, I hope.
I hope so.
Take care, Fiona. Thank you.
Take care. Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.